Welcome back to English at Work. At the offices of Tip Top Trading, things are a bit tricky. Denise has been reinstated at the company, but now wants to do more than just ordering pens. Tom has other ideas, and Anna's just caught in the middle. Who can she turn to? Paul, maybe. Or maybe not.
So, Denise, let's get this straight. You don't want to order the pens anymore, right?
Well, I did say if I came back, I wanted to have a go at doing sales.
Yes, you did. That's right.
Yeah, but we got Denise back because we didn't have anyone to order our pens and stuff. That's her main job.
Yes, absolutely. I see your point.
Excuse me, Paul. Could I suggest we all take it in turns to order things like pens and paper? Share the responsibility?
That's a good idea, Anna.
Yeah, but...
No buts, Tom. That's a good solution. Well done, Anna. Could you draw up a rota so we know who's going to be ordering the pens and when? And don't forget to order biscuits too. Phew, I'm glad I got that sorted out. Right, back to work, everyone.
I can't believe I've got to order pens. It's Denise's responsibility. Are you okay, Anna?
No, I'm not. I can't draw up a rota. Not now. I've got too much to do.
All right, don't panic, Anna. Just do what I do.
What's that?
Nothing. Just do what you can do and then pretend you've forgotten about the other stuff. Easy.
Oh, dear. Tom's not that professional, is he? Not like you, Anna. You just need to get organised and prioritise.
I need to prioritise?
Yes. Decide what tasks need doing first and maybe delegate some tasks to others. You could say to people, I've got to prioritise. This is the most important, so I'm going to concentrate on this first. Then you could say to someone, it would be a great help if you could take on this other task. You could also say, I'll have to put off some tasks until tomorrow. And if you still feel under pressure, say to your boss, I need help. I have too much to do.
Thanks. Good advice. I'm just writing a list of all the things I need to do on my new mini-me pad.
Writing a list is a good place to start. Good luck.
There. That's my list finished. Denise, sorry to bother you, but you know that rota I was talking about?
The one for ordering pens?
That's it. Well, I'm so busy, I was wondering, it would be a great help if you could make a start on this, please?
Of course, Anna. As it's you, if it was Tom asking, I would have said no.
What's that, Denise? Hey, Anna, what are we going to do about the designs for that plastic aubergine?
Gosh, our new aubergine! I'm going to have to put that off until tomorrow, I'm afraid.
Oh, right. Why, have you got something more important for us to do together, eh?
No, Tom. I've just got to prioritise. This new order from Nice and Cheesy is the most important. So I'm going to concentrate on that first, okay?
Oh, right, yeah, sure. Me and you will just have to wait until tomorrow. So, how's it going with Dave from computer support?
Very well, thanks, Tom. Last night, he took me somewhere I've never been to before.
Really? Nice.
Yes, a discount computer shop. He bought me a mini-me pad.
Oh, right, just a mini one, eh?
Now, if you could take more interest in our Nice and Cheesy contract than you do in Dave, it would be a great help.
Oh, yeah, sure, of course. Nice and Sleazy. That's a good name for Dave.
Idiot. Getting organised is important when you have a lot to do. Tell people what you're doing and don't forget to ask for help. Here's a reminder of what Anna said.
I've got to prioritise. This task is the most important, so I'm going to concentrate on this first. It would be a great help if you could do this for me, please. I'm going to have to put that off until tomorrow, I'm afraid.
And don't forget, when you simply have too much to do, tell your boss.
Hello, Paul. Sorry to bother you. I'm a bit worried. I just have too much to do and need some help.
Yes, of course. I don't want you feeling stressed. Let me think. I know. Why don't I do the pen rotor?
It's okay. Denise has offered to do that.
Phew. I mean, super. Well, maybe Tom could help you with the launch party.
Launch party? What launch party?
Didn't Tom tell you?
No, he didn't.
We're launching the plastic aubergine on Friday.
Oh, no!
Keep calm, Anna. We're here to help. Although organising a launch party in a week is quite a challenge. Find out how it goes on the next English at Work. Bye!